Hello, and welcome back to Raga Rasika. This is a podcast program that explores the world of Carnatic music. Joining me from Albany, New York, is Vidya Subramanian. We have been featuring a series of listener-submitted snippets for you. Vidya and I would like to conclude this set with a submission by Srimati K.S. Vasantalakshmi, who has been a student of Carnatic music since a young age. Her teachers include late Sri Edira Nagaraju and Tala Brahma Sri M.S. Balasubramanya Sharma. She is an All India Radio artist and broadcasts from Delhi. Now, let's listen to her submission.
Just heard is from the Muthuswami Dikshitar composition, beginning with the lyrics Brihaspate Tarapate. This composition belongs to a special group of Kritis known as the Navagraha Kritis. It has been composed in the Raga Atana and set to Tisra Triputa Talam, which is a 7-beat rhythmic cycle.
Vidya, I'd like to spend a couple of minutes defining the term Navagraha. Nava essentially means 9, and graha in Sanskrit means seizing or laying hold of. In Hindu astrology, there are 9 cosmic influencers on human beings. The 9 are Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, the Sun, Moon, Rahu, and Ketu. The word graha is sometimes mistranslated as planet because 5 of these happen to be planets. Rahu is the north point at which the elliptical orbit of the moon crosses the elliptical orbit of the sun, and Ketu is the south point at which the elliptical orbit of the moon crosses the elliptical orbit of the sun. Each of these 9 entities are conceived as chief celestial entities, and all of them have relative movement with respect to the background of fixed stars in the zodiac. So Vidya, now let's get back to this particular composition, which is one of the 9 Navagraha Kritis.
This piece, Brihaspate, is about the graha that is known as Guru in Hindu astrology. Guru or Brihaspati is considered to be the teacher of the devas or godly beings. He is believed to rule over the planet Jupiter, and this composition is packed with a wealth of information in beautiful poetic Sanskrit language about Guru, and it really shows the multifacetedness of Muthuswami Dikshitar. In the Pallavi, he says, Brihaspate Tarapate, that is Brihaspati, the lord of Tara, Tara being one of the wives of Guru or Brihaspati. And in the Anupallavi, or second segment, Dikshitar uses a series of beautiful alliterations to describe various attributes of Brihaspati. For example, he describes Brihaspati as Manju Dhanur Meenadipate, that is one who rules over the zodiac signs of Dhanur and Meena. The corresponding English constellations would be Sagittarius and Pisces respectively. Moving on to the Charanam, Sri Dikshitar describes Brihaspati as Suracharya. Sura is a term that is used to refer to the devas or gods, and Sri Brihaspati is considered as the teacher of the devas. He describes him as Vajradhara, the one who wields the thunderbolt, and apparently this is a reference to Brihaspati as described in the Vedas, where he is associated with the god Indra. Towards the end of the song, Sri Dikshitar uses the Madhyamakala, or a fast-paced segment which abounds in alliterations yet again. And let me sing the fast-paced segment. Niramayaya iti kartre nirankushaya vishvabhartre niranjanaya bhuvanabhokre nirumshaya makha pradatre brihaspate. In this Madhyamakala or fast-paced segment, Dikshitar describes several key attributes of Brihaspati. He describes Brihaspati as one who is devoid of all illness, one who is the author of a treatise, this being a reference to the Brihaspati Smriti, which is believed to be an important text on legal etiquette, one who is uncontrolled, one who rules over the universe, one who is untarnished, and one who bestows good health and vigor.
Vidya, before we move on, let's go back to the Navagraha Kritis. And could you share with us quickly the list of these Kritis and the ragas they are in the respective talas?
Going back to the topic of the Navagraha Kritis, each of these is a masterpiece composition, and the compositions are in a wide range of outstanding ragas and talas. The authorship of the two Kritis on Rahu and Ketu respectively is under some amount of controversy. Certain schools of music believe that these two compositions were not really Muthuswami Dikshitar's creations, but were created by later composers to complete the set of nine Kritis. Let me quickly list the nine songs that make up this special set of Navagraha Kritis. The first piece is Surya Murte Namostute. It is dedicated to the sun and has been composed beautifully in Ragam Saurashtram and set to a relatively rare rhythmic cycle, the Chatushra Jati Dhruva Talam, which is a 14-beat cycle. The second of the Navagraha Kritis is dedicated to the moon. It begins with the lyrics Chandram Bhaja Manasa, Chandra being a word that is used to refer to the moon. It is in Raga Asaveri and set to yet another rare tala, the Chatushra Jati Matya Tala, which is a 10-beat rhythmic cycle. So the third Kriti in this group is dedicated to the planet Mars. It begins with the lyrics Angarakam Ashrayamyaham and has been set to the majestic raga Shruti and set to a 3-beat rhythmic cycle called Rupakatanam. The fourth of the Navagraha Kritis is dedicated to planet Mercury and begins with the lyrics Budham Ashrayamyaham. It is essentially the song to be sung on Wednesday. It has been composed in Raga Nata Kurunji and set to yet another complex Tala cycle, the Mishra Jampa Tala, which is a 10-beat rhythmic cycle. Brihaspati, that we just discussed, is in Raga Atana, set to the 7-beat Tisra Triputa Tala. The sixth of the Navagraha Kritis is dedicated to planet Venus. The lyrics start with Shri Shukra Bhagavantam. It is in Raga Paras and set to Khanda Jati Atatala, a 14-beat rhythmic cycle. The next Kriti in this group is dedicated to planet Saturn. It begins with the words Divakara Tanujam Sanaisharam Chintayeham. And it is considered to be extremely auspicious to perform this composition on Saturdays. It is set to Raga Yadukula Kamboji and to Chatushra Jati Ekatala. Chatushra Jati Ekatala is a 4-beat rhythmic cycle. The Kriti on Rahu is Smaramyaham Sada Rahum. It is in Ragam Rama Manohari and set to Rupakatalam, which is again a 3-beat rhythmic cycle. The Kriti on Ketu is Mahasuram Ketum Aham Bhajami. In the Ragam Chamaram, which is more popularly known as Shanmukha Priya, and set to Rupakatalam, again a 3-beat rhythmic cycle. For those who are interested in learning more about the Navagraha Kritis, we will be dedicating a separate set of episodes down the line. Now, coming back to the song that we discussed in this episode, Brihaspate, for those who may be curious about Tisra Jati Triputa Talam, the way we keep track of this rhythmic cycle is essentially as follows. The first beat out of the 7 beats is a clap, and then we have 2 counts with the little finger and ring finger respectively, and then we have what are known as 2 dhrutams, and each dhrutam consisting of a clap and a wave. So I guess the easiest way to remember how to keep track of Tisra Triputa Talam is to think of it as Adi Talam, but without the count with your middle finger. So you essentially have 7 beats in each cycle of this tala.
Thank you, Vidya. Let's stop here and pick up next time and discuss in a little more detail the raga of this song, which is Raga Atana. As I mentioned before, this concludes our series of listener-submitted episodes. Once again, I'd like to thank Srimati Vasantalakshmi for her submission. I'd like to thank all of you for participating in our series, and we hope to do this again sometime later. To learn more about Vidya, visit her online at vidyasubramanian.com. Write to us at www.ragarasika.com. Join the Ragarasika community in Facebook by searching for Ragarasika at www.facebook.com. Hope to see you next time. Till then, goodbye. करुणा रसयुत चारु कटाची कंचदल लोचनी कामाची करुणा रसयुत चारु कटाची कंचदल लोचनी कामाची करुणा रसयुत चारु कटाची संचित पाप मिलबो गोटी संचित पाप मिलबो गोटी संचल मुरी सदनो संचल मुरी सदनो रंजनी Nirajani Rata Kajuga Varana Bhujani Dalli Ranjani Nirajani Nirajani
Yeah.